Crossing over to our guest, Brother Yusuf Patel, who is on the line. And like I mentioned earlier, alhamdulillah, he is the chairperson of the World Charity Organization based in the UK, doing some lovely sterling work. And mashallah, he's in South Africa currently. Brother Yusuf Patel, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi to you, my brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah, Brother Yusuf, you know, welcome to South Africa. And may I ask you, is this your first visit to South Africa, and how are you finding beautiful South Africa, Yusuf?
MashaAllah, South Africa is a very nice country, MashaAllah. The people are very, very friendly, very helpful. MashaAllah, it's a very nice country, MashaAllah.
Lovely. Brother Yusuf, tell us with regards to your journey into the world of charity, how did you start it all, you know, with regards to helping the Palestinians? What inspired you to do this noble work?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear respected ulama kiram, brothers, mothers and sisters listening on Radio Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I used to go on many, many convoys to Gaza to taking medical aid to the brothers and sisters of Palestine. I went on 7 convoys from the UK, traveling through France, Algeria, Turkey, Egypt, and into Gaza Strip. And I thought that I need, because this convoy used to go every 2 years, the convoy used to go. So I thought in myself, I could do more for the Palestine people. So by the grace of Allah, and with your duas, I opened this charity 3 years ago, in the name of World Charity Organization. And since I've opened this charity every year up to last year, I've been going to Gaza, spending time with the orphans there, spending time with the widows there, and the less fortunate people than what we are today in Gaza Strip.
Alhamdulillah. Brother Yusuf, with regards to Gaza, let's talk about Gaza, inshallah. We'll talk about the orphans, widows, and what is the situation out in Gaza. But tell us firstly, how often do you travel to Gaza to inspect the projects there?
I go every year to Gaza. It was only this year that I was refused entry to the Egyptian border because of the situation there. But every year I've been to Gaza, I've seen overall all the projects that I've done on the farm, on the medical center, and the distribution of food parcels. Many, many projects have been there at the time when we've been in Egypt. It was only last year why I was not allowed to go into through the Egypt border because of the situation in Gaza.
All right. Regarding the orphans, we believe that you've managed, alhamdulillah, through Allah's fadl, to help about 75,000 orphans and widows in Palestine in 2 years. Wallahi, that's amazing. Tell us about these projects, Brother Yusuf.
Yeah, the main project was I had a farm, and we used to distribute every single day milk and cheese to the orphans and widows for 2.5 years. Unfortunately, last year, the farm got disrupted by the attacks on Gaza Strip, and they completely finished the farm. So we have other projects that we are doing, like the food parcels in Ramadan. We distribute food parcels to people less fortunate than ourselves. We make sure that they've got the food for Ramadan for Iftari and Sahri of a family of 7 to 8. And we did many, many past food parcels for our orphans and widows in Gaza this year.
Right. With regards to the situation now in Gaza, now with the Rafah border closed, how do you guys get into Gaza? How does the aid get to those in Gaza?
At the moment, the situation is the Egyptian government not allowing any aid or any convoys into Gaza through the Rafah border. So it's not possible that anybody can take any aid into Gaza now. What I do now is I have a charity there in Palestine. The name of the charity is called Palestine Welfare House. We do dealings through the accounts directly with him. But if I need to transfer money from my account directly into his account, so then he can look over the projects, and then he sends me back all the information, photographs, evidence, videos of whatever project I've done. Alhamdulillah.
What is the latest situation out in Gaza as we're talking tonight?
The situation in Gaza is still the same as it was in 2012. Not even one brick has got into Gaza. Not even one load of cement has got into Gaza. The situation is still the same because of the blockage. We have more. I mean, recently, 2 days ago, the brother from Gaza sent me some photographs of young children. Allah, these are young children of the age of 5. The houses have been bombarded by the attacks. They are sleeping in cardboard boxes on the roads. This is the situation of our brothers and sisters in Palestine.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the people of Palestine, all the Muslims around the globe. With regards to entering Jordan, you know, do you experience a lot of difficulty when trying to enter via Jordan's Allenby crossing?
That is an option, but the problem is if you have a Palestine stamp on your passport, then you will not go any further than Jordan. They will not allow you from the Israeli side. This is the problem if you've got a Palestine stamp on your passport. They will allow you. So the only option we have is to go through the Rafah border.
Okay. What do the Palestinians need the most right now, as a matter of urgency?
Well, actually, situation at the moment, they need food, they need clothes, they need many, many things. They need many, many things. But the problem is that how do you get that stuff into Gaza? That is the problem. How do you get the stuff in? Because they are not allowing anything through the Rafah border, neither from the other side of the border. So it's a very delicate situation problem at the moment. After the recent attacks, there's many, many people, you know, died of starvation. There's many people who died of not getting the medical care, what's basic, necessary medical that they want. They can't get this. The situation is deteriorating day by day in Gaza.
Give us a few examples, you know, the stories that have stayed with you in these 2 years in your work. You guys have worked, alhamdulillah. Tell us about the stories that will remain with you for the rest of your life.
Yes. I was there in 2014, and we did food distribution with the cookers so that they could cook in the house, you know, the color gas boxes that we got from Gaza Street. And we went to the areas where no organization has been. And we found this sister alone with 7 children living in a field with just plastic covering and no toilet facilities, nothing, no water, no nothing. And that really touched me when I saw the sister with 7 children. So we took the cooker for her, we took the main materials for her for her cooking. And also when I came back, we built a basic shelter for her with 4 walls and a roof, that at least she's got shelter under that roof. This was a very touching situation for me when I saw, and also the orphans as well. When I saw many, many orphans in the hospital with the injuries that they have, but yet they don't have the medical care to care for the injuries of these children.
JazakAllah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant afiyah to everybody. And also, my brother, you know, if anybody is interested in getting involved in charity work, what advice do you have for them? And maybe we can just add to that also, you know, the responsibility, the trust and the amount that's been placed on the person, because he's handling the monies of many people. And if not used correctly, he's answerable in the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some advice for those who want to get involved in charity work.
Yes, and I'd like to make this clear. We're a charity organization, a registered charity organization in the UK, and I can share this of Allah that zakat. Whatever penny any brother or sister donates towards us, every single penny of that donation goes to the Palestine people. We don't get any money from that. If somebody gives us £10, £10 will go to the orphans of Palestine, whatever. This is assurance from 100% donations policy we have. In our organization, and if anybody, any brothers and sisters do want to get in touch with me, inshallah, this is the email address that I can give to them. It's wcorganization@hotmail.co.uk, or if they want to check on the website, it's www.wcorganization.org.uk, and I can give them my personal phone number, is 059-00-19315. So anybody who wants whatever little they want to donate, inshallah, assurance from World Charity Organization that every penny that you donate towards this cause, inshallah, every penny will go to Palestine, inshallah.
Inshallah, Amin, JazakAllah. Final remarks and comments, message to the South Africans.
MashaAllah, you've got a beautiful country. MashaAllah, beautiful people here. It's the first time I've come to South Africa. MashaAllah, and Durban at the moment. But I came to see Radio Islam, mashallah. I'm very impressed with the work of the ulamas and yourselves have been in Radio Islam. Allah Ta'ala give you barakah to take this work stronger. And shukr adar from me for accepting me to give this interview and share this message with the brothers and sisters of South Africa.
Jazakallah, jazakallah, my brother, all the best. And the request for du'as as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan.